KISM is a licensed radio station. This is the federal government, of course. They regulate these airwaves. And we
have FCC's birthday was yesterday.
We have responsibilities as broadcasters. And one of our responsibilities, as deemed by the federal government, because we are here in the Pacific Northwest, is to provide you with Bigfoot bulletins. This is the home of Sasquatch. And so we try to keep you updated on
Some people do crop reports and farm things like that.
We try to keep you up to date on what's going on. We like to do them this time of the morning, too, because it's about the time where you see him roaming around late at night into right about this time. He's trying to head off to bed.
Yeah, and in the still of the morning before the day really gets churning, you can smell him.
So the Bigfoot Bulletin today features a story in the paper about Bigfoot apparently now vacating the Pacific Northwest and heading for Florida for retirement.
Well, when we first heard of Bigfoot or whatever in those first couple movies, that was in the 60s, so he's probably getting on. You know, he's getting a little long in the tooth.
In Naples, near Naples, Florida, near the Everglades, apparently, there is a place called the Skunk Ape Research Headquarters, where they have the history.
There would be more splash, I think, in there than those feet.
Probably should have added that effect.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not a sound effect. That's actual, we believe this to be Bigfoot.
It's one of those wildlife cams picked that up.
Yeah, I think this is when he was in the Olympic National Park. They say there's this guy named Dave Shelley who says he has dedicated his life to studying the elusive skunk ape. That's what they call him in Florida. They call him the skunk ape.
Well, I bet as hot as it is with all that fur, I bet he stinks up a storm.
He is described as the southernmost relative of Bigfoot. So
I was
actually,
just in Florida. It's hot.
Well, yeah. It isn't really, to truth be told, that our Bigfoot has retired and gone to Florida. They say that he's been there for many years. He's cousins of Bigfoot.
Cousin Eddie. Here.
Although I do like the idea of Bigfoot retiring to Florida. They've got the villages down there. Mm-hmm. They could have a villages for Big Feet down there in Florida. Dave, the researcher, says that there are at least seven to possibly nine skunk apes living right now in the Everglades. You don't see them as often as you used to, Dave says. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, there were a lot of skunk ape sightings.
Yeah, there was.
Have something to do with what was going on in the culture in the 60s and 70s. But he says, you know, really, the legend of the skunk ape here in the Everglades goes back hundreds of years. Dave himself says he's seen at least three skunk ape. And the last one was in the year 2000 when he shot video of a skunk ape in an open field. He said, I was out looking for deer that day, and that's when I heard something moving in the water. It was running.
See, and this thing has splashes in it.
He said it was running like a deer or a bear. And, he got his eyes on him, and no doubt today.
And knows, I bet.
That was the skunk ape. Now, how big is the skunk ape? Is he as big as our Bigfoot? Now, our Bigfoot is a good 7-footer, right? Isn't he? What is
seven to eight.
Okay, the average male skunk ape. Now, this is the average. So that means that they've measured up a number of these guys. They've had them in and they've sized them up. The average skunk ape stands 8 feet tall and weighs 450 pounds.
Wow.
Now, what is that BMI? If you're 8 feet tall and 450 pounds, are you overweight? At 8 feet?
No,
no,
I don't think
you're
so.
Probably not. Yeah. He probably has a good BMI.
Yeah, and the smaller ones are the Eurofoots. The Eurofoots over there are a little smaller versions.
They say Dave, the researcher at the Everglades, says the females are smaller. Your female skunk apes, both male and female, are covered in long reddish or black hair, similar to an orangutan or gorilla.
Now, if he says there's 7 to 9, I hope there's an even number, you know, because then that's going to get funky if there's, like, you know, 4 dudes and 3 chicks or something.
Well, it's possible one was taken captive, one has gone missing.
I think, whatever your feelings are about the skunk ape and Bigfoot, but skunk ape in Florida, you know, I think he could be a hero here, because if the skunk ape, I think people will put up with 7 to 8 skunk apes if they kill all the Burmese pythons and other, you know, non-native things that are wrecking Florida right now.
All those invasive species?
Yeah, all the invasive species. If he chokes out all the pythons, then he becomes a hero.
Yes, the hero, the skunk ape, our hero. A skunk ape tour operator in the Everglades says, it's all in the history books, the skunk ape here in the Everglades. He says it's, you know, they've been here for quite some time. He says it's known that there have been a number of them here. And some of them, he says, we have actually there is some confusion because we have a primate facility nearby, and it's known that there have been some escapes from the primate facility. So some people think that they're seeing skunk apes and it's actually a primate, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But he says, no.
One was spotted at a Jimmy Buffett concert up in the coral reefer section.
Yes. So if you, when it comes retirement time, when you head down to the villages in your retirement years, you're not done with the Pacific Northwest. You may actually see a skunk ape. Our Bigfoot bulletin for today as we serve the public interest.